Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Monday, May 13th edition. We've got a little six-game slate on tap to get your toes wet on this Monday of DFS action. Hope everybody had a great weekend, great Mother's Day weekend, great Game of Thrones weekend, the usual around here at Quick Hits. Lots of good stuff, but we got a six-gamer to break it down for you. The seventh game is not on the slate, Baltimore at the Yankees. Total of nine there, and rain, so I'd be shocked if they even play that game. But you got Brew Crew at Phillies, 7.5. Astros Tigers, 8. Angels Twins, 9. Indians White Sox, 8.5. Pirates D-backs, 8.5. A's Mariners, 9. If you're looking at weather in Philadelphia, it's raining a lot early in the day, tapers off at night. Looks like possibly a late start could make it work for us there, but keep an eye on that. And then Houston at Detroit, wind blowing out the center field at 12 miles an hour in Detroit. So go check that out as well. All right, let's just get right at it. The pitching on this slate. You got Robbie Ray up top at $10,000, the highest priced pitcher on this slate. And he's been pitching really well of late, 23.4, 30.6 in his last two. Going to be at home where we know Robbie's pitched a lot better in his career and even this season. His ERA is a slight tick higher than on the road, but 23.6 points per game at home compared to 17 on the road. And he gets a Pittsburgh Pirates team that strikes out almost 20% of the time versus left-handed pitchers. You got a 31% K rate for Robbie Ray, a 40% ground ball rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact, so be careful there. A Pittsburgh Pirates team with a 3.18 total. Lefties 230, righties 326. But why I like this one so much is the Pirates are abysmal versus left-handed pitching. A 257 ISO and a .094 or ISO. A 257 WOBA and a .094 ISO. That is abysmal. That is absolutely abysmal when it comes to facing left-handed pitching. Remember, these stats are 2018 and the first month or so of this season combined, because this season is a small sample. You can go off of it to get an idea, but if you want the whole grand scheme of things. So for about the last year and a quarter, they've been horrific versus left-handed pitching. So something to keep in mind there against Robbie Ray. Next up, you got Jose Berrios at 9,400 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And we documented it on Bench with Bubba in the preseason on starting pitcher previews. Our buddy Matt Modica talked about it in depth. We've talked about it on this show many times. Jose Berrios is a different man when he's in Minnesota than when on the road. On the road, he's been better this year, a 3.12 ERA, 18.4 DraftKings points per start. But at home, a 1.98 ERA, a .81 whip, 30 strikeouts and 27 and a third innings pitched, and 27.9 DraftKings points per game at home. It's the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim team. That's not bad. They don't strike out a ton is the problem. About a 16% K rate, Massimenos, for the Angels versus right-handed pitching. But Berrios, 25% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. Lots to like there. Angels have a 4.15 team total. Lefties, 305. Righties, 279 worth versus Berrios. So I like Berrios quite a bit at that price point of $9,400. A lot to like in that matchup. If you want to be contrarian up top, I respect the hell out of that Milwaukee Brewers lineup, especially in Citizens Bank Park. But you can give a look to Aaron Nola, who's kind of got it going here. 26-5, a 17, a 16, and a 22 in his last four starts. His last start at St. Louis, very, very good. It's tilting. He's been better on the road than at home this year. So this is GPP only if you want. If you hope the vintage Nola shows up, it's there. Because Milwaukee does strike out a bunch, over 26% of the time. They had the late game in Chicago last night, so they got that factor coming in as well. Nola, 26% K rate of his own, 50% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. And Milwaukee's got a 3.75 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties, 267. Righties, 259. For me right now, it's Berrios and it's Ray up top. But if you want to look at Aaron Nola as a GPP play. I have no problem with that at all. Middle of the pack, gets a little dicey here, but you got to look at Matt Boyd, because we're Boyd boys over here. He's $8,800. He's at home, but it's against the Houston Astros. Boyd's been outstanding. 25-1, 29-6, 23-3. He had a 17, a 20, a 23, a 33, a 22. He's been great this year. Absolutely great this year against good and bad competition. He's been very, very good. He's got, you know, this probably isn't a cash game night for Matt Boyd like it has been in the past, but definite GPP upside because people will not want to attack the Astros. Because, you know, Boyd is a 136 home dog in this matchup. That doesn't bode well for him. The Astros only strike out about 18% of the time versus lefties. Doesn't bode well. But he's got a 25% K rate of his own. A 11% swinging strike rate. Does give up a lot of fly balls, though. 31% ground ball rate. So a couple things to look at there when you break it all down. Houston does have a 4.3 team total. Lefties 265. Righties 295 versus Boyd. Houston's offense is very, very good. It's an offense that even last year and previous seasons, much better at home than on the road. Still a very good offense. I'm not going to say they can't go off in any ballpark, but they've been much, much better on the road. And I talked about it with Max Fries on the recent Bench with Bubba. They are like number one in all baseball for cheap home runs with the Crawford boxes in left and some of the short porch shots in right. There are a lot of cheap home runs there in Houston, not discounting their team at all, but there's some things that just play in their favor there why they might not be as effective on the road than at home. So Matt Boyd at $8,800 is very, very interesting, especially in GPPs. I think a popular play today, especially coming off his 40.8-point performance, 7 shutout innings, 12 Ks against the Royals, Brad Peacock's $8,500. Don't forget, prior to that, minus 7.8 at Minnesota, but then a 22.5 against Cleveland. He's been much better at home than on the road. 3.52 ERA at home compared to 5.52 on the road. He's very, very good, and it is a Detroit lineup that is bad, but Peacock's inconsistent. Bright side, 26% K rate for Detroit, 31.5% for Peacock, 38% ground ball rate, lowest team total on the slate at 3.7, lefties 339, righties 249. And when you look at Detroit, 291 wOBA, 140 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So everything points in Peacock's direction. I'd imagine he's the chalk on this slate, so be careful there. But if you differentiate yourself elsewhere, you can go to Peacock. He's in a phenomenal spot against a Detroit Tigers offense that even when they're doing well, they're not going to – they rarely blow up. So Peacock is in play and very solid. Last guy in the 7 and 8K range, Yusei Kikuchi. At home against the Oakland Athletics, Kikuchi coming off back-to-back great starts. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride, getting his feet wet. But then at Cleveland and at New York, you know, that's respectable as hell. 7 innings in both starts, 7 or more. 1 earned run in both starts. 3 Ks against the Yanks, 10 Ks against Cleveland. 23 DraftKings points and 31 DraftKings points. He pitched outstanding in those two road starts there. Coming back home to the friendly confines of Safeco Field. I know it's called T-Mobile Park now, but bear with me, people. That is garbage. The Oakland A's strike out over 20% of the time versus lefties, 47% ground ball rate for Kikuchi, and the strikeouts will come as he continues to get comfortable in this league. The A's have a 4-3 team total, right about middle of the pack. The thing is, they do have a 342 wOBA and a 203 ISO versus lefties. They mash left-handed pitching, so be careful there. That's why Kikuchi's $7,500, but when it comes to cheap pitchers with upside, he's got tremendous upside in this matchup. It's never fun facing the A's, as the Mariners are bad and their bullpen's bad. I believe I was reading Ben Palmer's article last night for the hitting preview this week. And when you look at the Seattle Mariners like as a team, they have the 8th worst ERA, pitching ERA in baseball right now. So they're bad. Kikuchi's one of the good spots. So Kikuchi at $7,500 on the radar tonight as a cheaper option. 7 and 8K range, I got Peacock 1, Kikuchi 2, Boyd 3, Boyd big time GPP. If you want to go full YOLO GPP, you go Aaron Nola and Matt Boyd. If those two guys deal, they're going to come in so low owned, you're going to be happy as a clam. But just remember, it is risky as hell. All right, when you drop below 7K, it is not pretty. And the one guy I'll recommend is Ronaldo Lopez at $6,800. He's been bad his last two starts, 4.9, 4.7 points. Prior to that, 42, 21, 21. He does have elite strikeout stuff. Really, really good strikeout stuff. He faced Cleveland his last time out. 6 innings, 9 hits, 3 earned, only 2 Ks. The strikeouts weren't happening that game. That was the problem. He had a quality start. It wasn't great, but it was quality. And at $6,800, that would be a great start if he had like 6 strikeouts. You'd be over the moon with that. Cleveland does strike out over 24% of the time. Ronaldo, 20% K rate. 33% ground ball rate, not ideal. Not ideal at all, but at $6,800, definite upside there. Cleveland, 4.16 total. Lefties, 332. Righties, 339. But when you look at Cleveland. 284 WOBA, 134 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Their offense is not clicking, guys. Like, they faced Daniel Mingden yesterday. It really took a while to get that offense going. Like, they should have crushed it. Over the weekend, they had great matchups against some mediocre Oakland A's pitching. Nothing. Their offense is not scary right now. Until Jose Ramirez decides to hit baseballs, they are not a scary offense. So I have no problem punting with a guy like Ronaldo Lopez. You know, a guy that when he's off big time. He's going to be in tonight. But when he's on, he's a game changer at $6,800. So no problem with that at all. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Berrios, 94. Ray, 10,000. Aaron Nola, 92. In the middle, Peacock, Kikuchi, Boyd. Down below, Ronaldo Lopez. All right, before we get to the bats on this slate, a couple things to talk to you about. The quantedge.com, great daily fantasy sports website. We're kicking it in high gear for baseball. Mondays from now on, we used to be Sundays, Monday, all content will be free on the site for everybody to go check out. Go see if you like it. And if you do like it, use promo code Bubba to sign up over there. You'll get the written content for free. You don't get the member Discord. You don't get all the tools that we get to use over there. That's a part of the package. So if you like the written info and you want more, join with promo code Bubba. It's $124.99 for the MLB season. It's $19.99 for all sports first months. If you want the NBA playoffs also, great way to try out the products to see if you like them. Highly recommend the one-month package. If not, 5 days for $5. Go check that out as well. Quantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Also, if you give a rating and review on this iTunes or on this podcast on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. So if you could do that, it would mean a ton to me. All right, the bats on this slate. Catcher's position, you got Mitch Garver versus Tyler Skaggs. Garver is a beast, $4,700. A bit pricey, but a good spot tonight. Minnesota highest team total at 4.85. Lefties 271. Righties 316. So some Mitchy Garver very much in play. As you go down some more, though, Omar Navarez I like quite a bit at 43. Say $400 from Mitch Garver. Navarez went deep yesterday. He's gone deep in back-to-back games. He has 12 or more points in three straight games. He's batting 304 with 7 dongs, 17 ribbed eyes, and 908 OPS. And he was barely drafted in season-long leagues, and I was all over that shiznit. So Omar Navarro is pretty happy on that one at 4,300. Good spot for him tonight. If you want to go down some more, Williams Astudillo is back. He's third base catcher eligible. He went 1-for-5 with a double last night leading off. He's 4K versus Skaggs. No problem saving some cash and going there. If you want to be contrarian, that's Manny Grandal is 4K. Like if you want to, that's why it's an interesting game because Milwaukee's Brewers offense is loaded. But you got to respect Aaron Nola as well. So it's kind of pick your poison. If you are fading Nola, Grandal at 4K, not shabby. If you don't like Yusei Kikuchi, Fegley at 39 is a cheaper option for you because once we get down here, there's not a ton of cheapies until we see lineups. Some guys will come out and be like, okay, we can use him. Like, you know, if you want to roll the dice with a John Hicks against Brad Peacock at 34, you can. If Beef Wellington cracks the lineup, he's been really, really bad, but he's 33. The guy I'd probably look to for now until we see lineups as a punt is Roberto Perez at 32 against Ronaldo Lopez. I've been using him a lot lately. He had a homer yesterday. He's 18-0-10 in his last three games. He's not a world beater at all on offense. I liked him a lot more when he was in the 2000s. But at 32 on a slate right now with not a lot of value down there, we'll go with Roberto at 32. But there are some options in that 4K and above range. First base, you got Rhys Hoskins and Vince Willie Peralta. Peralta can be lights out good or can be pitching batting practice because he pitches like 85% fastballs. So the Phillies are a very good look tonight, even though they only have a 3.75 team total. Lefties 364, righties 231 versus Peralta. So you won't use a lot of righties versus Peralta, but a guy like Rhys Hoskins and his power in that ballpark, and he has better power versus righties than lefties of late. $5,400, GPP indeed. Jose Abreu continues to hit it really, really well. The White Sox, almost a four-team total. Lefties 355, righties 273 versus the Biebs, but Abreu at 5K is interesting. Edwin Encarnacion versus Mike Fiers. Edwin has a ton of power versus right-handed pitching. Seattle has a 4.7 team total, second highest on the slate. And the thing I like about Edwin here is you look at Fiers, lefties 326, righties 347, giving up more damage than usual to righties. I hope people pitch Fiers just because he pitched a no-hitter last time. It doesn't happen every time, but I'd say 80-plus percent of the time, after throwing a no-hitter, especially throwing 131 freaking pitches, that next outing, less than ideal. So the Mariners are a fun one for me tonight. And Edwin at 48, very, very intriguing. If you want to go from the left side, though, Vogelbach at 45 for some savings. The other guy I like a lot here, but he's also outfield eligible, so you can use one of Edwin and Vogie. And Jay Bruce at 4,400. Bruce super streaky, 0, 16, 5. couple zeros, a 17, a 0, a 20, a 0, a 14. He's GPP only, not cash game viable, because when he goes off, he goes off. When he does nothing, he literally does nothing. So Jay Bruce at $4,400 is very much in play against Fires this evening. C.J. Cron, $4,300 versus Tyler Skaggs. Cron let us down yesterday at 0 for 5, but over the weekend in that double dip, 29 and 16 in both those games, and a 3 and a 25, swinging a really hot stick. I've written him up over at the Quant Edge the last couple days. There's a chance I might write him up again today because he's in a smash spot there versus Skaggs. We already talked about Minnesota, highest team total. Righty's hitting 316 off Tyler Skaggs. So C.J. Cron at 43, some nice savings at that point in your lineup. A few other ones you can look at here. If you want to go lefty-lefty with Matt Olson, you can. I like that he went deep yesterday. I'll probably pick my battles elsewhere with him. But like a Nico Goodrum at 35 versus Peacock, because if Peacock's off, lefties hit him extremely well. Lefty's 339, righty's 249. That's how you get to him. Nico's first base outfield. It's not a lock play at all, but I like it quite a bit. And the other guy I like a lot is you want lefties versus the Biebs. Yonder Alonso, $3,400. He is not having a good year. .176 average, .633 OPS. But he went deep yesterday. He's that typical punt guy. And if Cleveland does have a good game, you want a guy if the White Sox have a good game, you want a guy like Alonso as a punt at $3,400. Lefty's hitting .355 off the Biebs. So there is a little bit of value there at first base, plus some studs up top. So keep that in mind. Second base, Ketel Marte versus Nick Kingham. I like Seattle a lot tonight. I like Arizona a ton as well. A 4.7 team total. Lefty's 362, righty's 328 versus Kingham. Kingham's a good young arm, but he's a good young arm that has issues at times. Like, he pitched pretty well his last time. He should go about 90-ish pitches, I'd imagine, más o menos. And Ketel Marte at 52 could help shorten that real quick. Again, if you're fading Nola, Moustakas at 45 is very, very in play. Ronnie Rodriguez at 42 versus Peacock has my attention. I prefer lefties versus Peacock, though. So be a little careful there, but Ronnie's been swinging a very good stick. Jonathan Scope, $4,100 versus Tyler Skaggs. Scope's been heating up. He's up to .276 average on the season. When you look at his last 10 games, he's hitting .297 with two dongs, three doubles, seven ribeyes, and he likes his lefties very, very much. So Scope versus Skaggs at 41, I can definitely get behind in that matchup. Need some cheaper options. Kevin Newman, he's second base shortstop eligible. He's been playing a bit for the Pirates. He's $3,700 versus Robbie Ray. Not an ideal play, but value. The other value is Chad Swipe Right Pender, $3,700. And, you know, he's not having the best year because they don't play him enough. And that is horse manure. When he plays a lot, he's great. He has one of the hardest hit profiles in baseball. And he destroys left-handed pitching. Kikuchi's very, very good. Don't get me wrong. But Pender at 37, very GPP relevant. And like guys like Jason Kipnis at 36 versus Ronaldo Lopez, definite upside in that matchup. Back-to-back double-digit games for Kip. He's been running and stealing some bags, which is good to see there. So there's a couple more options for you. And then a punt would be Shed Long at $3,400 versus Mike Fiers. He hasn't done much to start his career yet, but a couple walks to save his base. Still looking for that first career base hit, but $3,400 versus Fiers from the left side of the plate. I can get behind that with Shed. Third base, you got Eduardo Escobar at $5,000. Again, big fan of these lefties versus Kingham in this Arizona lineup. You got Moncada versus Bieber at 49. So two really good looks there with Escobar and Moncada. Escobar could also be used at shortstop. If you don't think Boyd's going to do well, Alex Bregman at 46 in play for you. Matt Chapman versus Kikuchi at 44 is interesting. GPP viable is Jose Ramirez at 4,300 versus Ronaldo Lopez, the guy you could take a peek at there. You got Williams Astudillo at $4,000. We talked about him already. And then, like, Yuli Gurriel loves facing lefties. He's 3,800. So if you don't believe in Boyd, Yuli's a good play. He's swinging a really, really good stick. I like Boyd, but if you want to fade Boyd, I get it. And that would be a guy to fade him with for some value. Shortstop, you got Timmy Anderson at 52 and against the Biebs. That's a really good look. You got Switch hitting Jorge Polanco. But you got Eduardo Escobar at 500 or $5,000. Like that a lot. Francisco Lindor, if you're not using Ronaldo, Lindor at 47 in play as well. Again, Correa if you're fading Boyd. But when you drop down to the $4,000 and below, like a Nick Ahmed's sneaky at $4,000 versus Kingham, not a ton of upside, but very GPP relevant, especially in an Arizona stack, to be different with an Arizona, probably popular Arizona stack. So you can look that direction with him. I mentioned Kevin Newman as a punt at 37. If Tim Beckham's in the lineup at 37, you can go there, but he might not be because our boy JP Crawford, he's $3,300. He's been batting towards the top of that order. had a huge year in AAA. He's got 5-5-6 in his first three games. He's $3,300. Good punt with upside against Mike Fiers. I like JP Crawford a lot for savings and just upside in general in your lineups tonight. Let's head to the outfield position, where we got Christian Yelich leading off. If you want to be contrarian, Yelich $5,700, worth a look. You got Springer Dinger at 56. What a Mother's Day he had. My Lanta, 5-5 with two dongs. He's intriguing versus Boyd. You go down farther, though, Ketel Marte at 52. David Peralta at 51. Gerard Dyson at 51. You can tell DraftKings likes the D-backs as well tonight. Peralta's been swinging a hot stick, hitting .333 over his last 10 games, averaging 10.4. 5, 10, 13, 17, and 11 in his last five. A 0, a 10, and a 21. So 10 or more in like six of his last eight or something. He's swinging a hot stick. I like David Peralta a lot tonight at $5,100. If you're stacking, you go with a guy like Gerard Dyson as well, because he's been getting on and stealing and being productive. But Peralta is my number one with the bullet in that Arizona outfield. That's where I'll be going with them. Sliding on down, like Domingo Santana, Mitch Haniger versus Fiers from the right side. Very, very contrarian and in play. If you want to be different with Arizona, I'd really like me some Adam Jones. He's been just popping off with the power, three homers over his last 10. He's had back-to-back days with homers, 24 and 14. I tweeted out some stuff on like the last, you know, for the month of March, ISO or BABIP or batting average minus XBA, WOBA minus XWOBA, slugging minus XSlugging, so on and so forth. Adam Jones found his way on the top 10s there a lot, so he's been getting pretty unlucky. Some positive regression should be coming his direction. So Adam Jones at 47 in play against Kingham. If you don't like Robbie Ray, Starling Marte is a good GPP play there. Not a must play, but a good GPP. I mentioned Mitch Haniger at 45. Keep an eye on that one. Bryce Harper, not overwhelming, but he's been playing better of late. 7.4 points per his last 10. Only hitting .194, 4-5-11 in his three games in Kansas City. He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's back home tonight. He's back facing Willie Peralta, who, again, can pitch BP at times. And lefties are hitting .364 off Freddie Peralta. I like Bryce quite a bit at 44. That is quite the discount with that upside. You got Jay Bruce at 44. I like that as well. Luplow of the Indians at 41. A cheaper play if you'd like to go there, you can. McCutcheon at 41, GPP only. Leonis Martin at 4K versus Ronaldo Lopez. If you're not using Ronaldo, he's in play. 10, 19, 3, and 10 in his last four. Been playing really well with the Jimmy Jack mixed in there. So I don't mind Leonis at 4K. There is some value to be had there. Again, if you're fading Boyd, you want guys like Jake Marisnik, who hits lefties really, really well at 4K. Crush Davis made his return from the IL, or not the IL, he was just hurt yesterday. He went 2-for-4 with two singles, got you 6 DraftKings points. You can go back to him if you'd like against Kikuchi. He does mash lefties. I just don't know how healthy he is, but 4K is a discount. Like, it's crazy thinking you get crushed on this slate at 4K and Harper at 44. Two massive discounts for guys we're used to being a lot more expensive. So those two, keep those two in mind. A few other ones. Christian Stewart from Detroit, him and his power at 3,700 from the left side of the dish versus Peacock. He's worth the look. You got Brandon Dixon at 37 for Detroit. Not running to play that, but he's an intriguing play. He's swinging a really hot bat there at 37. He's first base outfield eligible if you're looking for some savings. Odubel Herrera at 37 is a value play as well. Chad Pender at 37, mentioned him already. Piscotty from the right side versus Kikuchi at 36. If you're fading Kikuchi, Piscotty is a good look for savings. We mentioned Nico Goodrum at 35. So there is some stuff down here if you want to get different. But overall, pretty solid slate. Pretty solid slate. Let's recap your pitching real quick and we'll get you out of here. Up top, I got Berrios 1, Robbie Ray 2, Aaron Nola 3. In the middle, it's Peacock, Kikuchi, Boyd. Down below, Ronaldo Lopez. When we're stacking, I really like Minnesota versus Skaggs, but my favorites are Seattle versus Fiers. Don't forget right side of the plate, that one as well. And then D-backs versus Kingham. Like that quite a bit. Don't sleep on them either. Those will be my top two stacks on this six game. There's other places you can sprinkle. That's what the QuantEdge member Discord's for. That's what the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat is for. Come join us over there if you so choose. BVP on this slate, Grandal 3-for-7, 2 dongs versus Nola, Thames, Hernan Perez, and Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich 7-for-11, double, triple, and a homer off of Nola. As a team, they're hitting .311 with a .426 WOBA and a .311 ISO. Brew Crew do like them some Aaron Nola. So if you want to be contrarian tonight, that Brew Crew stack could be very, very interesting. Robinson Chirinos 3-for-7, 2 homers off of Boyd. Marisnik's taking him deep as well. Marwin Gonzalez is heating up, and he's super cheap. I forgot to mention him today. super, super cheap. I can get him for you right down here. He is super cheap. He's $3,300. First base outfield eligible. He's facing Skaggs. He's been hitting cleanup for them, and he's been swinging a pretty hot stick over the last week. He's 7-for-12 with a double lifetime versus Skaggs. So keep Marwin in mind for a cheapie as well. Abreu's taking Bieber deep. Leonis Martin 6-for-10 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Not a ton else right now on the BVP radar. Like Domingo, Navarez, Healy, Bruce have all taken fires deep. Edwin's taken them deep twice. They don't have high averages, but the power numbers are there. That'll do it. Quick hits in the books. Nice quickie here on this Monday 6-game slate. Again, check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba for all you got and all you need there. If you give a rating review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Big week coming up at Fantasy Sports Degens. A couple more bench with Bubba's coming your way around the base with Bubba and Mo. And last night we dropped the always pressing PGA DFS podcast. Myself and Jesse previewing the second major of the year, the PGA Championship. So go check that out as well. Hope everybody has a great Monday. I'll be back with you tomorrow. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 13th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.